This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. COVID-19 vaccine provided by Indian government arrives in Kathmandu today. Nepal and Israel signed labor agreement protocol today. And U.S. President Joe Biden says to work on reversing Trump policies. Now the news in detail. 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine provided by Indian government has arrived in Nepal today. An aircraft of Air India carrying COVID-19 vaccine landed at the Tribhuvan International Airport today. In the first phase, the COVID-19 vaccine would be given to health workers, security personnel and employees deputed in the management of dead bodies and waste. President Vidyadeva Bhandari has congratulated Joe Biden on assuming the office as the 46th President of the United States of America. Issuing a press statement today, President Bhandari expressed her confidence that the rich and multifaceted Nepal-US relations would continue to deepen and expand during the tenure of President Biden. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has also extended congratulations to American Vice President Kamala Harris for assuming the office. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has extended congratulations to Joe Biden on assuming the office as the 46th President of the United States of America. Prime Minister Oli expressed confidence that the bilateral relations underpinned by cooperation, economic partnerships as well as people-to-people contacts will reach new heights in the years ahead. Nepal and Israel have signed a labor agreement protocol today. Director General at the Department of Foreign Employment Kumar Prasad Dahal and Ambassador of Israel to Nepal Khanan Godir signed the labor agreement at the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security in Singhadarbar. After signing the agreement, the Nepalese will be able to travel to Israel as caregivers and nursing assistants. Two people have died and one sustained injuries in a motorcycle accident in Saptari district. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office in Saptari, Bhuvaneshwar Saha, informed the deceased have been identified as Sibindra Saha and Arvind Yadav of Khadak Municipality 11. Injured Sunil Kumar Chaudhary is receiving treatment at Chinnamasta Hospital in Ras Biras. At least two people died and other 19 were injured in a road accident at Hariban of Sarhai district along the east-west highway this morning. The Kakadvita bound bus had met with the accident nearby Armed Police Force Police Base Camp in Hariban Municipality 4. Chief of District Police Office in Sarlahi Superintendent of Police Santosh Singh Rathore said one died on the spot while another breathed her last on the way to Began Hospital for treatment. The deceased have been identified as Rajkumari Chaudhary and Rita Chaudhary of Dang Raptirula Municipality 5. Five persons including bus driver are said to be in critical condition. They are receiving treatment at the Birganj-based Neuro Hospital. The 8th Municipal Assembly of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has endorsed three separate bills. The bills endorsed are Bill Made for the Conservation of Environment and Natural Resources of Kathmandu Metropolis 2077 Vikram Sambat, Kathmandu Metropolis Market Management and Monitoring Bill 2077 Vikram Sambat, and Kathmandu Metropolis Organization Registration and Regulation Bill 2077 Vikram Sambat. A meeting of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City on Wednesday endorsed the bills and also amended budget for different programs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international update now. U.S. President Joe Biden has begun to undo some of Donald Trump's key policies hours after being sworn in. President Biden signed 15 executive orders, firstly to boost the federal response to the coronavirus crisis. Other orders reverse the Trump administration's insistence on climate change and immigration. Biden said to work at the Oval Office, having been sworn in earlier on Wednesday as the 46th President of the United States. The inauguration was unlike any other due to coronavirus restrictions, with few present to witness the oaths and ceremonies. An order has been made to remove a police chief of an affluent area of the Philippine capital, Manila, for his handling of a probe into the suspected rape and murder of an air stewardess. The case of Christine Dacera, found dead in a hotel room after a New Year's Eve party, made headlines for weeks. Police quickly said she had been raped and murdered, arresting three men. But the men have now been released, while questions have been raised over officers' initial conclusions. At least three people have died following an explosion that caused a building to partially collapse in the center of the Spanish capital, Madrid. Officials said a fourth person was missing and several others were hurt. City officials said the blast, which destroyed four floors of the building, had been caused by a gas leak. An 85-year-old woman, passerby, and two men were killed, while a third man who had been working on the boiler was missing, Spanish media reported. One of the injured was in a serious condition and taken to hospital. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. COVID-19 vaccine provided by Indian government arrives in Kathmandu today. Nepal and Israel signed labor agreement protocol today, and US President Joe Biden says to work on reversing Trump policies. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.